Thank you. My name is Derek Hunt. I work for Agriculture Canada in Agassiz, BC, and the talk today is about finding the optimum timing and application rates of poultry to grass. So a bit of background. Studies conducted in a silt loam soil in southwestern BC, Canada. Our conditions are high winter rains and moderate temperatures. Poultry production is usually conducted on a small land base. The farmers may have fairly large poultry operations, but they don't have any land to spread that manure when they're done with it. So most of them ship it out. Historically, it's been transported to other crops such as raspberries, which has led to overapplication and nitrate contamination of some aquifers. So it's still some, a little bit goes to raspberries, but a lot goes to mushroom composting, and then they have a problem finding a source where to get rid of the mushroom compost. But there are lots of it, more and more of it's being transported to dairy farms to for grass production in the spring as an end source. So even though it is applied to the grass on the dairy farms, there's no clear recommendations as to what amount should be applied or the time of applications. So this is a project that's part of a larger project for nutrient balancing in the Lower Fraser Valley of BC. And Shabtai will talk about this this afternoon, but just to touch on it a little bit. So part of it is with a manure trading concept that we have, where we move manure from poultry farms, the poultry litter, this could be a layer, turkey, or broiler farms, to dairy farms as a nitrogen source. So it reduces the fertilizer purchases of the farms, dairy farms. And then the separated dairy solids go to raspberries as a carbon and a organic end source. So that removes some of the leaching problems that could have historically been associated with poultry manures. So the application of this poultry litter can be used, we figure it can be used economically to produce grass and be a part of a solution for nutrient balancing in the Fraser Valley. So the specific study I'm talking about was just to determine the optimum rate and timing of the poultry manures on tall fescue. So it's a standard field plot trial, 4 reps. We had 21 treatments of different manures. We looked at broiler litter, which is these are the meat birds, layered manure, and turkey litter. The broilers and the turkeys are called litter because they use a sawdust or wood shaving beddings, and the layers have no bedding material, so that's about 25% organic matter, whereas the turkey and broiler litter is about 50% plus organic matter. Split timings, different end rates. One of the difficulties of doing this type of work is to get a quick and accurate analysis of that manure. So we analyze the manure in-house for total N and ammonia N with a steam distillation 3 to 4 days prior to field application, bagged all that material up, and then total application rate was determined from the total N of that analysis. And we kept subsamples of what we applied to every plot to try and later back calculate to see if we really did apply what we're thinking we applied. Measurements, grass uptake, soil sampling through the year, and the nitrogen use efficiency is the N uptake of the treatment minus the N uptake of a zero N control divided by the total N applied. So some of the results for 2016, we have the yield and the N analysis done, so we can look at the total N uptake and nitrogen use efficiency. For 2017, we only have yield data so far. So in the first year, the poultry litter was slightly lower. The broiler litter was slightly lower than a single spring application of fertilizer comparing those two, but it wasn't statistical. So they're close, but it does show a little tendency to be lower. The second year, the single application of poultry litter in the fall or midwinter performed similar to a single application of fertilizer in the spring. So it's a 10.7, 10.4 yield in terms of the broiler litters, and compared to a fertilizer applied to evenly amounts to each harvest. Looking at this is split across a total N rate of 200 kilos. So these are treatments pulled out for a total N application of 200 per year for both the fertilizers and for the broiler litter. So N uptake and nitrogen use efficiency were higher for both a single spring and split fertilizer applications compared to the fall, winter, and spring broiler applications. And that's to be expected because the nitrogen use efficiency of the manures will be lower because it's a significant portion of it is organic, so it's not readily available. So the N uptakes of the fertilizers are 184 to 200, the broilers down to 134 to 161 and associated lower nitrogen use efficiency. So looking at the single application of the layer manure, though, because it has lower organic matter, it's more readily available, is equal to the fertilizer applied to each cut or in the spring. So we're getting equivalent yields with layer manure over 10 tons compared to the spring. And the nitrogen use efficiency is about the same for the layer manure as compared to the fertilizer applications in here. So looking at the split applications, the broiler litter yielded a little bit lower, 1.2 to 1.8 tons less than fertilizer at equivalent N rates. At N uptake was a little bit lower, 58 kilos. And again, that's what we expect because of the organic matter content and slower release from the broiler litters. And with a single spring application, the broiler litter yielded a bit closer, but it still wasn't significantly different, to the fertilizers, just only 0.6 to 1 ton lower. And the N uptake was a little bit better, just 21 to 40 kilos lower than the fertilizers. Nitrogen use efficiency, as I mentioned, we expected. The fertilizers are better than the broiler litter. In this year, the spring fertilizer applications, a single, was better than split over the season. The same pattern applied to the broiler litter. The single application was more, had a higher nutrient use efficiency than the split. And this is because in applications for cut two and cut three, we're in hotter, drier weather, and there's probably more losses of the fertilizer and the broiler litter from volatilization. So comparing just yields for 2016-2017 at the same total N rate, they're comparable all through 2017 for each of the fertilizer or broiler. We didn't get much difference for total crop yield, but I don't have the N data that to show that difference yet. And in terms of in 2017, there were no differences between the broiler litter applied in the fall, winter, or spring. Which we'd seen that in the previous year, and I think this is because of the weather. 2015, 2016 was a very mild winter. We had grass stayed green a lot through the winter after the fall and spring applications. The growth was there to take advantage of what available manure was, nitrogen was being mineralized out of those manure applications. Whereas in 2016, 2017, it was a much colder winter. There wasn't the grass growth, and it didn't get the early benefits of having that nitrogen there. And looking at the split applications of yield and the N rates, comparing 2016 to 2017, in 2017 the yield and split applications were greater than the single application. So this was the reverse of the previous year. In the previous year we had a benefit from the single applications in spring, and then this second year the benefit was accrued to the split applications. And I think a lot of this is driven by weather. We soil sampled, looking to see if we're getting any signs of leachin from the poultry manures, and we're not. We don't see any nitrate down in the 30 to 60 centimeter zone for any of the treatments, fertilizer or the manures. And we've seen this lots of times before with our grass systems. Those systems are soaking up a lot of the nitrate. The highest was from a high spring application of fertilizer, a single application of 200N, but that was used up by the second harvest. It's possible we could be missing some windows of high leaching, which occur in the fall, like about October, November. And from the work we've done over many years, is if there's any nitrate in that soil, it's gone by December from the high fall rains. But we're not seeing signs that we're losing it that way. So in conclusions, for crop yields, response patterns into time and application rates were similar for broiler litter and fertilizer, and splitting the application into three equal amounts over the growing season reduced the yields compared to a single in 2016, but the reverse was true in 2017. But because of the higher organic matter content of the broiler litter, we get lower nitrogen use efficiencies. So increasing the application of the broiler litter from 200 to 300, it produced yield and uptake and nitrogen use efficiencies comparable to a 200 rate application of fertilizer. And that's kind of a rough rule of thumb looking at it for the first year. And because we got a large percentage of that nitrogen tied up in the organic form. So broiler litter can be applied successfully to produce grass, hay, and silage for dairy operations. Layer manure looks very promising for applications because there's less organic matter, the response to the nitrogen is clearly there, it's similar to fertilizer. And we didn't see any signs of sward damage. We didn't get any smothering, which would damage the sward, or any burning of the sward. So it's at these application rates. And the farmers that do apply this do often over-apply. They get burning, they get large patches in the field. Other farmers want to apply, but they're afraid to. They don't know what rate to apply at, because they've seen the burn-in on their neighbors' farms. So we figure that with recommendations like this, we can start to look at proper rates. So broiler litter produces yields similar to that obtained with fertilizer, but with, as I mentioned, a lower end uptake and nitrogen use efficiency. So that needs to be further investigated. It doesn't seem that it's coming from being leached out of the soil profile. It's most likely lost to ammonia volatilization at application time, but we also may be losing it through as denitrification to N2 through the winter. And we need to look at the organic end, it may be accumulated in the soil. And as a nutrient balancing approach, this doesn't address the phosphorus, because we're not solving a phosphorus problem, because we're moving dairy solids off the dairy farm, but we're moving that phosphorus back in terms of the in terms of the poultry litter. So that's it. Thank you. It's strictly on total N. So it's making the litter look worse because we're analyzing on total N. So we're not accounting for available N. And part of that is what is a uric acid test. Like, how do we analyze the poultry litter for the ammonia forms, the organic forms, or the uric acid forms? And that isn't really available. So we just analyze for total N and ammonia N. But uric acid is there, and it is transformed into the ammonia.